Yeah. return, and you will never find the road to life again. Follow the example of good people and live an honest life. If you are honest and innocent, you will keep your land. If you do wrong and can never be trusted, you will be rooted out.
Proverbs chapter 3.
My child, remember my teachings and instructions and obey them completely. They will help you live a long and prosperous life. Let love and loyalty always show like a necklace and light them in your mind. God and people will like you, consider you a success. With all your heart, you must trust the Lord and not your own judgment. Always let him lead you, and he will clear the road for you to follow. Don't ever think that you are wise enough, but respect the Lord and stay away from evil. This will make you healthy and you will feel strong. Honor the Lord by giving him your money, the first part of all your crops. Then you will have more grain and grapes than you will ever be. My child, don't turn away or become bitter when the Lord corrects you. The Lord corrects everyone he loves, just as parents correct their favorite child.
God blesses everyone who has wisdom and common sense. Wisdom is worth more than silver. It makes you much richer than gold. Wisdom is more valuable than precious jewels. Nothing you want compares with her. In her right hand, wisdom holds a long life, and in her left hand are wealth and honor. Wisdom makes life pleasant and leads us safely along. Wisdom is a life-giving tree, the source of happiness for all who hold on to her. By his wisdom and knowledge, the Lord created heaven and earth. By his understanding, he let the ocean break loose and clouds release the rain.
My child, use common sense and sound judgment. Always keep them in mind. They will help you to live a long and beautiful life. You will walk safely and never stumble. You will rest without a worry and sleep soundly. So don't be afraid of sudden disasters or storms that strike those who are evil. You can be sure that the Lord will protect you from harm. Do all you can for everyone who deserves your help. Don't tell your neighbor to come back tomorrow if you can help today. Don't try to be mean to neighbors who trust you. Don't argue just to be arguing when you haven't been heard. Don't be jealous of them or follow their example. The Lord doesn't like anyone who is dishonest. He lets good people be his friends. He places a curse on the home of everyone, but he blesses them, every good person. The Lord sneers at those who sneer at him, but he is kind to everyone who is humble. You will be praised if you are wise. You will be disgraced if you are a stubborn fool.
Proverbs chapter 4.
My child, listen closely to my teachings and learn common sense. My advice is useful, so don't turn away. When I was still very young and my mother's favorite child, my father said to me, "If you follow my teachings and keep them in mind, you will live. Be wise and learn good sense. Remember my teachings and do what I say. If you love wisdom and don't reject her, she will watch over you. The best thing about wisdom is wisdom herself. Good sense is more important than anything else. If you value wisdom and hold tightly to her, great honors will be yours. It will be like wearing a glorious crown of beautiful flowers." My child, if you listen and obey my teachings, you will live a long time. I have shown you the way that makes sense. I have guided you along the right path. Your road won't be blocked, and you won't stumble when you run. Hold firmly to my teaching. Never let go. It will mean life for you. Don't follow the bad example of cruel but evil people. Turn aside and keep going. Stay away from them. They can't sleep or rest until they do wrong or harm some innocent victim. Their food and drink are violence and cruelty.
The lifestyle of good people is like sunlight at dawn that keeps getting brighter until broad daylight.
The lifestyle of the wicked is like total darkness. They will never know what makes them stumble. My child, listen carefully to everything I say. Don't forget a single word, but think about it all. Knowing these teachings will mean true life and good health for you. Carefully guard your thoughts, because they are the source of true life. Never tell lies or be deceitful in what you say. Keep looking straight ahead without turning aside. Know where you are headed, and you will stay on solid ground. Don't make a mistake by turning to the right or the left. Proverbs, chapter 5. My son, if you listen closely to my wisdom and good sense, have sound judgment, and you always know the right thing to say.
The words of an immoral may be as sweet as honey and as smooth as olive oil, but all that you really get from being with her is bitter poison and pain. If you follow her, she will lead you down to the world of the dead. She has missed the path that leads to life and doesn't even know it.
My son, listen to me and do everything I say. Stay away from a bad woman. Don't even go near the door of her house. You will lose your self-respect and end up in debt to some person for the rest of your life. Strangers will get your money and everything else you have worked for. When it's all over, your body will waste away and you will grow shut.
I hated advice and correction. I paid no attention to my teachers, and now I am disgraced in front of everyone.
You should be faithful to your wife just as you take water from your own well. And don't be like a stream from which just any woman may take a drink. Save yourself for your wife, and don't have sex with other women. Be happy with the wife you married when you were young. She is beautiful and graceful, just like a deer. You should be attracted to her and stay deeply in love. Don't go crazy over a woman who is unfaithful to her own husband. The Lord sees everything, watches us closely. Sinners are trapped and caught by their own evil deeds. They get lost and die because of their foolishness and lack of self-control.
Proverbs, chapter 6. My child, suppose you agree to pay the debt of someone who cannot repay a loan. Then you are trapped by your own words, and you are now in the power of someone else. Here's what you should do. Go and beg for permission to call off him. Do this before you fall asleep or even get sleepy. Save yourself just as a deer or a bird tries to escape from a hunter.
You lazy people can learn by watching an anthill. Ants don't have leaders, but they store up food during harvest season. How long will you lie there doing nothing at all? When are you going to get up? Stop sleeping. Sleep a little. Doze a little. Fold your hands and twiddle your thumbs. Suddenly everything is gone, as though it had been taken by an armed robber.
Worthless liars go around winking and giving signals to deceive others. They are always picking up something cruel and evil, and they stir up trouble. But they will be struck by sudden disaster and left without a hope. There are 6 or 7 kinds of people the Lord doesn't like. Those who are too proud, tell lies or murder. Those who make evil plans, are quick to do wrong. Those who tell lies in court, or stir up trouble in the family.
Obey the teaching of your parents. Always keep it in mind, and never forget it. Their teaching will guide you when you walk, protect you when you sleep, and talk to you when you are awake. The law of the Lord is a lamp, and its teachings shine brightly. Correction and self-control will lead you through life. They will protect you from the flattering words of someone else's wife.
Don't let yourself be attracted by the charm and lovely eyes of someone like that. A woman who sells her love can be bought for as little as the price of a meal. But making love to another man's wife will cost you everything. You carry burning coals, you burn your clothes. You step on hot coals, you burn your feet. You go to bed with another man's wife, you pay the price. We don't put up thieves, not even the one who steals something to eat. The thieves who get caught must pay back 7 times what was stolen and lose everything. If you go to bed with another man's wife, destroy yourself by your own stupidity, you will be beaten and forever disgraced. A jealous husband can be furious and merciless when he gets revenge. He won't let you pay him off, no matter what you offer.
Proverbs chapter 7. My son, pay close attention and don't forget what I tell you to do. Obey me and you will live. Let my instructions be your greatest treasure. Keep them at your fingertips and write them in your mind.
Let wisdom be your sister and make common sense your closest friend. They will protect you from the flattering words of someone else's wife.
From the window of my house, I once happened to see some foolish young men. It was late in the evening, sometime after dark. One of these young men turned the corner and was walking by the house of an unfaithful wife. She was dressed fancily, but in the street with only one thing in mind. She was one of those women who are loud and restless that never stay at home. Walked street after street, waiting to trap a man. She grabbed him and kissed him, and with no sense of shame, she said,
I had to offer a sacrifice, and there is enough meat left over for a feast. So I came looking for you. Here you are. The sheets on my bed are bright colored cloth from Egypt. And I have covered it with perfume made of myrrh, aloes, cinnamon. Let's go there. Make love all night. My husband is traveling and he's far away. He took a lot of money along and he won't be back home before the middle of the month.
And so she tricked him with all of her sweet talk and her flattery. Right away he followed her like an ox on the way to be slaughtered, or like a fool on the way to be punished and killed with arrows. He was no more than a bird rushing into a trap without knowing it would cost him his life. My son, pay close attention to what I have said. Don't even think about that kind of woman, or let yourself be misled by someone like her. Such a woman has caused the downfall and destruction of a lot of men. The house is a one-way street, leading straight down to the world of the dead.
Proverbs chapter 8. With great understanding, wisdom is calling out as she stands at the crossroads and on every hill. She stands by the city gate where everyone enters the city, and she shouts,
I'm calling out to each one of you. Good sense and sound judgment can be yours. Listen, because what I say is worthwhile and right. I always speak the truth and refuse to tell a lie. Every word I speak is honest. Not one is misleading or deceptive. If you have understanding, you will see that my words are just what you need. Let instruction and knowledge mean more to you than silver or the finest gold. Wisdom is worth much more than precious jewels or anything else you desire. I am wisdom. Common sense is my closest friend. I possess knowledge and sound judgment. If you respect the Lord, you will hate evil. I hate pride and conceit and deceitful lies. I am strong, and I offer sensible advice and sound judgment. By my power, kings govern, and rulers make laws that are fair. Every honest leader calls for help from me. I love everyone who loves me, and I will be found by all honestly search. I can make you rich, famous, important, and successful. What you receive from me is more valuable than even the finest gold or the purest silver. I always do what is right, and I give great riches to everyone who loves me. From the beginning, I was with the Lord. I was there before he began to create the earth. At the very first, the Lord gave life to me. When I was born, there were no oceans or springs of water. My birth was before mountains were formed or hills were put in place. It happened long before God had made the earth or any of its fields, or even the dust. I was there when the Lord put the heavens in place and stretched the sky over the surface of the sea. I was with him when he placed the clouds in the sky and created the springs into the ocean. I was there to set boundaries for the sea to make it obey him, and when he laid foundations to support the earth. I was right beside the Lord, helping him plan and build. I made him happy each day, and I was happy at his side. I was pleased with his world and pleased with its people. Pay attention, my children. Follow my advice, and you will be happy. Listen carefully to my instructions, and you will be wise. Come to my home each day and listen to me. You will find happiness. By finding me, you find life. And the Lord will be pleased with you. But if you don't find me, hurt only yourself. And if you hate me, my love, death.
Proverbs chapter 9. Wisdom built her house within seven columns. She has prepared the meat and set out the wine. A feast is ready. She has set her servant women to announce her invitation from the highest hills.
Everyone who is ignorant or foolish is invited. All of you are welcome to my meat and wine. If you want to live, give up your foolishness and let understanding guide your steps. Correct a worthless bragger, and all you get are insults and injuries. Any bragger you correct will only hate you. But if you correct someone who has common sense, you will be loved. If you have good sense, instruction will help you to have even better sense. And if you live right, education will help you to know even more. Respect and obey the Lord. This is the beginning of wisdom. To have understanding, you must know the Holy God. I am wisdom. If you follow me, live a long time.
Good sense is good for you, but if you brag, you hurt yourself. Stupidity is reckless, senseless, and foolish. She sits in front of her house and on the highest hills in the town. She shouts to everyone who passes by, "If you are stupid, come on inside." To every fool, she says, "Stolen water tastes best, and the food you eat in secret tastes best of all." None who listen to stupidity understand that her guests are as good as dead. Proverbs chapter 10. Here are some proverbs of Solomon. Children with good sense make their parents happy, but foolish children make them sad. What you gain by doing evil won't help you at all, but being good will save you from death. If you obey the Lord, you won't go hungry. If you are wicked, God won't let you have what you want. Laziness leads to poverty.
Hard work makes you rich. At harvest season, it's smart to work hard and stupid to sleep.
Everyone praises good people, but evil hides behind the words of the wicked.
Good people are remembered long after they are gone, but the wicked are simply not. If you have good sense, you will listen and obey.
If all you do is talk, you will destroy yourself.
You will be safe if you always do right.
But you will get caught if you are dishonest. Deceit causes trouble, and foolish talk will bring you to ruin.
The words of good people are a source of life.
But evil hides behind the words of the wicked. Hatred stirs up trouble.
Love overlooks the wrongs that others do. If you have good sense, it will show when you speak.
But if you are stupid, you will be stick.
If you have good sense, you will learn all you can.
But foolish talk will soon destroy.
Great wealth can be a fortress.
But poverty is no protection at all.
If you live right, the reward is a good life.
If you are evil, will you have sin?
Accept correction, and you will find life.
Reject correction, and you will miss the road. Hide your hatred by telling lies. You are a fool to spread lies. You say the wrong thing if you talk too much.
So be sensible, and watch what you say. The words of a good person are like pure silver.
But the thoughts of an evil person are almost worthless.
Many are helped by useful instruction.
But fools are killed by their own stupidity.
When the Lord blesses you with riches, you have nothing to regret.
Fools enjoy doing wrong.
But anyone with good sense enjoys acting wisely.
What evil people dread most will happen to them.
But good people will get what they want most.
Those crooks will disappear when a storm strikes.
But God will keep safe all who obey him.
Having a lazy person on the job is like a mouthful of vinegar smoking your eyes.
If you respect the Lord, you will live longer.
If you keep doing wrong, your life will be cut short.
If you obey the Lord, you will be happy.
But there is no future for the wicked.
The Lord protects everyone who lives right.
But he destroys anyone who does wrong.
Good people will stand firm.
But the wicked will lose their land.
Honest people speak sensibly.
But deceitful liars will be silenced.
If you obey the Lord, you will always know the right thing to say.
But no one will trust you. Tell lies.
Proverbs, chapter 11.
The Lord hates anyone who cheats.
But he likes everyone who is honest.
Too much pride can put you to shame.
It's wiser to be humble. If you do the right thing, honesty will be your guide.
But if you are crooked, you will be trapped by your own dishonesty. When God is angry, money won't help you.
Obeying God is the only way to be saved from death. If you are truly good, you will do right.
If you are wicked, you will be destroyed by your own sin.
Honesty can keep you safe.
But if you can't be trusted, trap yourself. When the wicked die, their hopes die.
Trouble goes right past the Lord's people and strikes the wicked.
Dishonest people use gossip to destroy their neighbors.
Good people are protected by their own good sense. When honest people prosper and the wicked disappear, the whole city celebrates. When God blesses his people, their city prospers, but deceitful liars can destroy a city.
It's stupid to say bad things about your neighbors.
If you are sensible, you will keep quiet.
A gossip tells everything.
But a true friend will keep a secret.
A city without wise leaders will end up in ruin.
A city with many wise leaders will be kept safe. If It's a dangerous thing to guarantee payment for someone's debts. Don't do it. A gracious woman will be respected.
But a man must work hard to get rich.
Kindness is rewarded.
If you are cruel, hurt yourself. Meanness gets you nowhere.
But goodness is rewarded. Always do the right thing, and you will live.
Keep on doing wrong, and you will die.
The Lord hates sneaky people, but he likes everyone who lives right. You can be sure of this. All crooks will be punished, but God's people won't.
A beautiful woman who acts foolishly is like a gold ring on the snout of a pig.
Good people want what is best.
But troublemakers hope to stir up trouble.
Sometimes you can become rich by being generous, or poor by being greedy. Generosity will be rewarded. Give a cup of water, and you will receive a cup of water in return.
Charge too much for grain, and you will be cursed.
Sell it at a fair price, and you will be praised. Try hard to do right, and you will win friends.
Go looking for trouble, and you will find it. Trust in your wealth, and you will be a failure.
But God's people will prosper like healthy plants.
Fools who cause trouble in the family won't inherit a thing. They will end up as slaves of someone with good sense.
Live right, and you will eat from the life-giving tree. And if you act wisely, others will follow. If good people are rewarded here on this earth, all who are cruel and mean will surely be punished.
Proverbs, chapter 12.
To accept correction is wise. To reject it is stupid.
The Lord likes everyone who lives right.
But he punishes everyone who makes evil plans. Sin cannot offer security.
But if you live right, you will be as secure as a tree with deep roots. A helpful wife is a jewel for her husband.
But a shameless wife will make his bones rot.
Good people have kind thoughts.
But you should never trust the advice of someone evil. Bad advice is a deadly trap.
But good advice is like a shield.
Once the wicked are defeated, they are gone forever.
But no one who obeys God will ever be thrown down. Good sense is worthy of praise. Stupidity is a curse. It's better to be orderly and have only one servant
than to think you are somebody and starve to death.
Good people are kind to their animals, but a mean person is cruel. Hard-working farmers have more than enough food.
Daydreamers are nothing more than stupid fools. An evil person tries to hide behind the earth.
Good people are like trees with deep roots.
We trap ourselves by telling lies.
But we stay out of trouble by living right. We are rewarded or punished for what we say and do.
Fools think they know what is best.
But a sensible person listens to advice.
Losing your temper is foolish.
Ignoring an insult is smart. An honest person tells the truth in court.
But a dishonest person tells nothing but lies. Sharp words cut like a sword.
But words of wisdom. Truth will last forever.
Lies are soon found out. An evil mind is deceitful.
The gentle thoughts bring happiness. Good people never have trouble.
But troublemakers have more than enough. The Lord hates every lie.
But he is the friend of all who can be trusted. Be sensible, and don't tell everything you know.
Only fools spread foolishness everywhere. Work hard, and you will be a leader. Daisy, it will end up a slave. Worry is a heavy burden.
But a kind word always brings cheer. You're better off to do right
than to lose your way by doing wrong. Anyone too lazy to cook will starve.
But a hard worker is a valuable treasure. Follow the road to life, and you won't be bothered by death.
Proverbs, chapter 13.
Children with good sense accept correction from their parents. Stubborn children ignore it completely.
You will be well rewarded for saying something kind.
But all some people think about is how to be cruel than me.
Keep what you know to yourself, and you will be safe.
Talk too much, and you are done for. No matter how much you want, laziness won't help a bit.
But hard work will reward you with more than enough. A good person hates deceit.
But those who are evil, shame and disgrace.
Live right and you are safe, but sin will destroy you.
Some who have nothing may pretend to be rich, and some who have everything may pretend to be poor. Rich may have to pay a ransom, but the poor don't have that problem.
The lamp of a good person keeps on shining.
The lamp of an evil person soon goes out. Too much pride causes trouble.
Be sensible and take advice.
Money wrongly gotten will disappear bit by bit.
Money earned little by little will grow and grow. Not getting what you want can make you feel sick. But a wish that comes true is a life-giving tree. If you reject God's teaching, you will pay the price. If you obey his commands, you will be rewarded. Sensible instruction is a life-giving fountain that helps you escape all deadly traps. Sound judgment is praised, but people without good sense are on the way to disaster. If you have good sense, you will act sensibly.
But fools act like fools.
Whoever delivers your message can make things better or worse for you.
All who refuse correction will be poor and disgraced.
All who accept correction will be praised. It's a good feeling to get what you want.
But only a stupid fool hates to turn from evil.
Wise friends make you wise.
But you hurt yourself by going around with fools. You are in for trouble if you sin.
But you will be rewarded if you live right. If you obey God, you will have something to leave your grandchildren.
If you don't obey God, those who live right will get what you need. Even when the land of the poor produces good crops, they get cheated out of what they grow.
If you love your children, you will correct them.
If you don't love them, you won't correct them.
If you live right, you will have plenty to eat.
If you don't live right, you will go away empty.
Proverbs, chapter 14.
A woman's family is held together by her wisdom.
But it can be destroyed by her foolishness.
By living right, you show that you respect the Lord.
By being deceitful, you show that you despise him. Proud fools are punished for their stupid talk.
But sensible talk can save your life.
Without the help of an ox, there can be no crop.
With a strong ox, a big crop is possible. An honest witness tells the truth.
A dishonest witness tells nothing but lies. Make fun of wisdom and you will never find it.
But if you have understanding, knowledge comes easily.
Stay away from fools or you won't learn a thing. Wise people have enough sense to find their way, but stupid fools get lost. Fools don't care if they're wrong, but God is pleased when people do right.
No one else can really know how sad or happy you are.
The tent of a good person stands longer than the house of someone evil. You may think you are on the right road, but still end up dead. Sorrow may hide behind laughter. Happiness may end in sorrow. Harvest what you've done, whether good or bad. Don't be stupid and believe all. Be smart. Know where you are headed. Only a stupid fool is never conscious. Do be extra careful. Stay out of trouble. Fools have quick tempers, and no convictions are trusted. Stupidity leads to foolishness. Be smart and learn. Wicked will come crawling to those who obey God. Have no friends if you are poor, but you have lots of friends if you are rich. Wrongly hate others, but God blesses everyone who is kind to the poor. It's a mistake to make evil demands, but you will have loyal friends if you want to do right. Hard work is worthwhile, but empty talk will make you poor. Wisdom can make you rich. Foolishness leads to more foolishness. Honest witness can save your life, but liars can't be trusted.
If you respect the Lord, you and your children have a strong fortress and a life-giving fountain that keeps you safe from deadly traps. Rulers of powerful nations are held in honor. Rulers of weak nations are nothing at all. It's smart to be patient.
But it's stupid to lose your temper.
It's healthy to be content.
But envy can eat you up. If you mistreat the poor, you insult your Creator.
If you are kind to them, show Him respect.
In times of trouble, the wicked are destroyed.
But even at death, the innocent have faith. Wisdom is found in the minds of people with good sense, but fools don't know it. Doing right brings honor to a nation.
But sin brings disgrace. Kings reward servants who act wisely, but they punish those who act foolishly. Proverbs chapter 15.
A kind answer soothes angry feelings, but harsh words stir them up. Words of wisdom come from the wise,
but fools speak foolishness.
The Lord sees everything, whether good or bad. Kind words are good medicine.
But deceitful words can really hurt. Don't be a fool and disobey your parents.
Be smart. Accept correction. Good people become wealthy.
But those who are evil will lose what they have.
Words of wisdom make good sense.
The thoughts of a fool make no sense at all. The Lord is disgusted by gifts from the wicked.
But it makes him happy when his people pray. The Lord is disgusted with all who do wrong, but he loves everyone who does right.
If you turn from the right way, you will be punished. If you refuse correction, you will die. If the Lord can see everything in the world of the dead, he can see in our hearts. Those who sneer at others don't like to be corrected, and they won't ask help from someone with sense.
Happiness makes you smile. Sorrow can crush you. Anyone with good sense is eager to learn more.
But fools are hungry for foolishness. The poor have a hard life.
But being content is as good as an endless feast. It's better to obey the Lord and have only a little than to be very rich and terribly confused. A simple meal with love is better than a feast where there is hatred.
Losing your temper causes a lot of trouble.
But staying calm settles arguments.
Being lazy is like walking in a thorn patch.
But everyone who does right walks on a smooth road. Children with good sense make their parents happy.
But foolish children are hateful to them. Stupidity brings happiness to senseless fools.
But everyone with good sense follows the straight path. Without good advice, everything goes wrong. It takes careful planning for things to go right. Giving the right answer at the right time makes everyone happy. All who are wise follow a road that leads upward to life and away from death.
The Lord destroys the homes of those who are proud, but he protects the property of widows. The Lord hates evil thoughts,
but kind words please him.
Being greedy causes trouble for your family.
But you protect yourself by refusing bribes. Good people think before they answer.
Wicked speak evil without ever thinking. The Lord never even hears the prayers of the wicked.
But he answers the prayers of all who obey him. A friendly smile makes you happy, and good news makes you feel strong. Healthy correction is good, and if you accept it, will be wise. You hurt only yourself by rejecting instruction, but it makes good sense to accept it. Showing respect to the Lord will make you wise, and being humble will bring honor to you.
Proverbs chapter 16.
We humans make plans, but the Lord has the final word. We may think we know what is right, but the Lord is the judge of our motives. Share your plans with the Lord, and you will succeed. The Lord has a reason for everything he does, and he lets evil people live only to be punished. The Lord doesn't like anyone who is conceited. You can be sure they will be punished. If we truly love God, our sins will be forgiven. If we show him respect, we will keep away from sin. When we please the Lord, even our enemies make friends with us. It's better to be honest and poor than to be dishonest and rich. We make our own plans, but the Lord decides where we will go. Rulers speak with authority and are never wrong. The Lord doesn't like it when we cheat in business. Justice makes rulers powerful. They should hate evil and like honesty and truth. An angry ruler can put you to death. So be wise. Don't make one angry. When a ruler is happy and pleased with you, it's like refreshing rain, and you will live. It's much better to be wise and sensible than to be rich. God's people avoid evil ways, and they protect themselves by watching where they go. Too much pride will destroy you. You're better off to be humble and poor than to get rich from what you take by force. If you know what you're doing, you will prosper. God blesses everyone who trusts him. Your judgment proves that you are wise, and if you speak kindly, teach others. Good sense is a fountain that gives life, but fools are punished by their foolishness. You can persuade others if you are wise and sensible. Kind words are like honey. They cheer you up and make you feel strong.
Sometimes what seems right is really a road to death. Hungrier you are, the harder you work. Worthless people plan trouble. Even their words burn like a flaming fire. Gossip is good. It causes hard feelings and comes between friends. Don't trust violence. This leads you to do the wrong thing. When someone winks or grins behind your back, trouble will come the way.
Gray hair is a glorious crown worn by those who have lived right. Controlling your temper is better than being a hero who captures a city. We make our own decisions. The Lord alone determines what happens.
Proverbs chapter 17.
A dry crust of bread eaten in peace and quiet is better than a feast eaten where everyone argues. A hard-working slave will be placed in charge of a noble child, and that slave will be given the same inheritance that each child receives. Silver and gold are tested by flames of fire. Our thoughts are tested by the Lord.
Troublemakers listen to troublemakers, and liars listen to liars. By insulting the poor, you insult your Creator. You'll be punished if you make fun of someone in trouble.
Grandparents are proud of their grandchildren, and children should be proud of their parents.
sounds strange for a sensitive, but even worse, tell lies. A bribe works miracles like a magic charm that brings good luck. You'll keep your friends if you forgive them, but you will lose your friends if you keep talking about what they did wrong. A sensible person accepts correction, but you can't feed sense into a fool. Cruel people want to rebel, so vicious attackers will be set against them. A bear robbed of her cubs is far less dangerous than a stubborn fool. You will always have trouble if you are mean to those who are good to you. The start of an argument is like a water leak, so stop it before real trouble breaks out. The law doesn't like those who defend the guilty, condemn the innocent. Why should fools have money for an education when they refuse to learn?
A friend is always a friend, and relatives are born to share our troubles.
It's stupid to guarantee someone else's love. Wicked and the proud love trouble and keep begging to be hurt. Dishonesty does you no good. Telling lies will get you in trouble. It's never pleasant to be the parent of a fool and nothing but pain.
If you are cheerful, you feel good.
Or sad, you hurt all over. Crooks accept secret bribes to keep justice from being done.
Anyone with wisdom knows what makes good sense.
But fools can never make up their mind. Foolish children bring sorrow to their father and pain to their mother. It isn't fair to punish the innocent and those who are right.
It makes a lot of sense to be a person of few words.
Many friends, poor have none. dishonest witnesses and liars won't escape punishment. Everyone tries to be friends of those who can help them. If you are poor, your own relatives reject you, and your friends are worse. When you really need them, they are not there. Do yourself a favor by having good sense. You'll be glad you did. Dishonest witnesses and liars will be destroyed. It isn't right for a fool to live in luxury or for a slave to rule in place of a king.
It's wise to be patient. Show what you are like by forgiving others. An angry king roars like a lion. But when a king is pleased, it's like dew on the cloud.
A foolish son brings disgrace to his father. A nagging wife goes on and on like drip, drip, drip of the rain.
You may inherit all you own from your parents, but a sensible wife is a gift from the Lord.
If you are lazy and sleep your time away, we'll starve.
Obey the Lord's teachings and you will live. Disobey and you will die. Caring for the poor is lending to the Lord, and you will be well repaid. Correct your children before it's too late. If you don't punish them, you are destroying them.
People with bad tempers are always in trouble, and they need help over and over again.
Pay attention to advice and accept correction so you can live sensibly. We may make a lot of plans, but the Lord will do what he has decided. What matters most is loyalty. It's better to be poor than to be a liar. Showing respect to the Lord brings true life. If you do it, you can relax without fear of danger.
Some people are too lazy to lift a hand to feed themselves. Stupid fools learn good sense by seeing others punished. A sensible person learns by being corrected. Children who bring disgrace rob their father and chase their mother away. If you stop learning, you will forget what you already know. A lying witness makes fun of the court system, and criminals think crime is really delicious. Every stupid fool is just waiting to be punished. Proverbs chapter 20. It isn't smart to get drunk. Drinking makes a fool of you and leads to fights. An angry ruler is like a roaring lion. Make either one angry and you are dead. It makes you look good when you avoid a fight. Only a fool not to quarrel. If you are too lazy to plow, don't expect a harvest.
Someone's thoughts may be as deep as the ocean, but if you are smart, you will discover them. There are many who say, you can trust me, but can they be trusted? Good people live right, and God blesses the children who follow their example. When rulers decide cases, they weigh the evidence. Can any of us really say, my thoughts are pure and my sins are gone? Two things the Lord hates are dishonest scales and dishonest measures. The good or bad that children do shows what they are like. Hearing and seeing are gifts from the Lord.
If you sleep all the time, starve. Get up and work. You will have enough. Everyone likes to brag about getting a bargain.
Sensible words are better than gold or jewels.
You deserve to lose your coat if you loan it to someone to guarantee payment for the debt of a stranger. The food you get by cheating may taste delicious, but it's a...
We'll be right back. like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up,